T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You made.
That I made.
Yes. Yeah. You still, you know, you...
Blind Melon was No Rain, right? That
yeah,
was that
no
was
rain.
The Howard Stern song, or is that... No.
What do you mean Howard Stern song?
Yeah, it was in that movie.
In the movie.
It
in
was?
Private Parts at the end with the credits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't recall that. And I love that movie. But yes,
I just lose all the outtakes.
I've seen that plenty of times.
Well, clearly you don't remember.
I don't remember the song playing.
Hear that song, I think Howard Stern.
I remember the outtakes. I remember, you know, Baba Booey's telling the girl, all right, you're going to get, come on, I'll only take a minute here. And she said, my husband says I can't do it. Meanwhile, they're getting the whole thing. That movie is great.
Man. It was pretty good. All right, we're going to take a break.
Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blame. I lick you bum bum now. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stand somewhere down the lane. I lick you bum bum now.
I do. Yes, I do.
I love this song.
There was a period where, whether it was the Naughty by Nature CD I had,
okay,
and Arrested Development.
Familiar with it?
I like those two. I think I had this single. I'm almost certain.
Right.
And I had the LL Cool J Going Back to Cali single cassette.
Do you remember the first? Because I do. The first, like, cassette tape?
That I bought?
Yeah.
Def Leppard.
I
do remember that.
The first cassette tape that I had, complete album, was MC Hammer, Please Don't Hurt Him.
Okay.
And then it was a thing to go to the mall back then. We used to take the bus or have our parents drive us to the mall and then go to the record store and buy the cassette singles. Like Onyx Slam or Four Non Blondes.
What's Up?
Yeah, what's up? All those.
That whole album was actually really good.
Really?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite songs ever, the Four Non Blondes. Just that song. I don't know the album, though.
Did you ever get into the Breeders? Cannonball would be
Cedar?
Probably their popular song.
Is that Cedar or is that somebody else?
No.
The Breeders. Oh, Cannonball, I remember. Right.
That's the Breeders.
Veruca Salt, is that Cedar?
Yes.
Okay, that I remember. I remember Cannonball. Yeah, all those, you know, back then, I know you're a little bit older than me, but like it was MTV music videos. What was the show that they would, MTV, not MTV Jams. What was the beach show that they would have? It was like a summer beach house, Bill Bellamy, Kennedy.
Yeah, so they were. So one of the girls was in the Woodstock documentary.
Oh, I got to watch that.
Where she was doing, it might have been Beach Jams. I forget what it was called, but she was in
Daisy
Miami.
Fuentes?
Well, it was also Spring Break.
Yeah, okay, MTV Spring Break, right, okay.
They had her in, not for Spring Break, because this was in the summer, obviously, but they had her in Miami doing shows every day. And they're like, yeah, you're going to go cover Woodstock. She's like, why?
Yeah.
And they made her go cover Woodstock.
You don't know who it was
one of her work. I don't remember her name, honestly.
Kennedy.
Do you remember her name, Al, in that documentary from MTV?
I don't remember. She looked very familiar. I
just Google it.
And looks great today.
Yes.
She doesn't look like she's aged much. She's 20
something, maybe.
I don't watch it. Okay.
But anyway, so she was part of that back in the day. And then,
but remember how, like, and you know, Al, I know you guys love music, but the videos were, it was huge back then.
Yeah.
That's the way that I would learn about it. So I'd watch MTV, see a top video, whatever song, Soul Asylum, Runaway Train, whatever, like any of those top hits.
And then you go run out and buy the album or the cassette.
And then I would make the mixtape that I would put in my Walkman to mow the lawn with, because I would burn, record,
well,
whatever you want.
You would go cassette to cassette.
Correct. Play Onyx Slam. Right. There we go. Done. Blind Melon, the popular No Rain, whatever. And there you go. They have a cassette.
My friend had one of those cassette players where you could fast forward, and there was the feature it would stop at the pause for the next song, which I thought was like the coolest innovation ever.
Wow. Yeah,
you don't remember that?
No.
Either of you?
You must have been on the rich side of challenger.
Yeah, so you would play, it would stay in play mode, and then you'd hit fast forward.
Yes.
Hear,
and it would stop at the next song break.
I was always nervous that it was hurting my cassette tapes by having to play and fast forward at the same time. I didn't like that.
I still remember going to the mall and buying, I remember my first one, but then I remember buying Nevermind and In Utero.
Okay.
The cassettes. God, man.
I bought Biz Markie.
Nice. Look at
I
you.
Buy that. I remember that too. But Def Leppard was my first. It was either Def Leppard or Van Halen. I don't remember.
One of those two. The smell of those, you open up the brand new cassette.
Well, and then you got into Columbia House.
Yeah,
and you'd get the 13
that, yeah.
for the penny. But then they kept sending you discs every month until they eventually went out of business.
CDs.
Yeah. And that was when, and then you try and sell them on eBay, which I tried doing, because then you got me into the whole
You could get rid
scam.
Of things. What? What do you mean scam?
Well, four CDs for a dollar, and then you charge people $15 to ship them.
What do you mean I got you into that?
Well, you got me into that whole, I mean, let's be honest. It wasn't, you were like Columbia House. You weren't really selling your CDs on eBay.
You're getting rid of them. Yeah.
Right, but you made it seem like, hey, five CDs for a dollar, and then they go to check out, and you wanted $16 to ship.
I remember you telling
me. It was actually a very good idea.
I remember you telling me. Maybe it was Monzo who got you that. I remember you telling me about it. I don't remember ever doing that.
Oh, then maybe it was Monzo to me to you.
But
I thought you were the one that started.
Right, I remember you telling me about it. You got rid of all your CDs.
I did get rid of most of them.
Yeah, because what the hell are you supposed to do with them? I actually still have a bunch of mine, but what am I supposed to do with them now?
Nothing. You can't do anything with them.
After I put them into my PC or Mac, whatever it was, to upload on iTunes or download on, that's it. You're done with them, right?
Or you could save them, and maybe 50 years from now, they'll be worth something.
Yeah. Anyway. And now we don't even shop for music the same way.
No.
Like, it used to be cool to go to a music store, whether it was Record Stop or, you know, one of the famous Record Stop was like a local shop.
Sam Goody was the big one.
Sam Goody.
Even The Wiz became big.
Right.
Not just electronics.
Record Town was one. Right. All those. And they used to have the, release date, you know, Eminem's new album coming out on such and such.
Well, even how about like your local music shop? That would be where you would buy tickets. You'd get a wristband to go to the store, and they'd have the tickets the day they go, you know, up for sale, and it was a cool
big deal.
Yeah, it was. And now you can get tickets to see Bruce Springsteen for $18,000.
Is it just because we're old or because the game has changed?
The
so
game's
much?
Changed.
Okay. Both. Right, it is both. But
I think it's more, it's just changed rapidly and drastically than what it was.
Like, I have no idea when stuff comes out anymore. Very few artists, I'll be like, oh, that's cool, like a new album, but I used to pay, couldn't wait for
it. Well, do you listen to the radio anymore other than this station?
No.
So your music
this
is...
This station, what do you mean?
No. Spotify or your iTunes?
I subscribe to Apple Music, and I will do, you know, whatever comes to my mind, and then if I start to get, it's kind of like the rabbit hole, right, where people go down the rabbit hole, YouTube. I'll think of a song and I'll play that. Oh, that reminds me of this song, or that reminds me of this. And I've been into now the hits and playing hits by the decade. So, like, this morning I was listening a little bit to the 80s hits. I'll do 90s, whatever, all that stuff.
I find I listen to 92.3 a lot. I find, like, that kind of keeps me in the loop.
Of the new stuff?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes I'll play today's hits, and I'm like, man, this is crap. I mean, like, what is this? I feel like my grandfather, saying when I was playing Blind Melon, he's like, what is that awful song?
Well, did you feel like your grandfather here? Ahmad in Astoria, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good, yeah. Since you guys are talking, you guys are giving me flashbacks talking about my favorite music from the 90s. I was wondering if you guys were ever into Nine Inch Nails or Marilyn Manson or seen them live.
I was never into Marilyn Manson. I mean, Nine Inch Nails, I had the one album, the one that became very popular, but not a fan. I wouldn't say that. But you guys played Nine Inch Nails on K-Rock.
I would probably like some of their hits. They were never my favorite. What's the first thing you think of when you think of Marilyn Manson?
Makeup.
Al?
Oh, I think of his, like, off the, his troubles recently where he's been in...
Years ago that he had ribs removed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There were all sorts of rumors about him. There was also the rumor that he was the other kid in Wonder Years.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
The ribs story.
I don't know.
I remember.
Not aware of this.
I have to maybe tell you off the air, right, Al?
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
But anyway, that's what I think. I never got into, you know, some of that. Like, what was their top song?
Nine Inch Nails.
Or Marilyn Manson.
Nine Inch Nails is a song that you play on the radio with a lot of silence.
Marilyn Manson was The Beautiful People.
Yeah. I mean, probably if I heard it, but no, they were never my favorite. I remember the videos well. I don't remember, like, liking or buying their music.
If I started playing the popular Nine Inch Nails song, you would know it immediately.
Right. I think I do know that one. Trent Reznor, was he the lead singer of that? I feel like he had maybe beef with Limp Bizkit, and I was a Limp Bizkit fan at the time, so maybe I sided with them. I don't know. I don't remember what I was thinking.
As a matter of fact, the song I'm talking about, too, until you get to the lyrics, which it's still amazing to me that they played the song on the radio with what they, not even bleep, what they silence out, is interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. You really have no recollection of them?
No. I mean, to say no recollection, no, I have some.
No, but you know, but I mean, if you don't remember their most popular song.
If I heard it, I probably would. I did not buy it or, you know, ever listen to it like that.
Mike in Staten Island. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Gary. You know, it's a nice day, driving work, about to go through the Lincoln Tunnel. And tell the story, I find myself, like, bent over, clenching, trying to catch my... And all you ended with, you know, I went home, came out, got happy. Like, what made it happy? What made it come out? How did it end up? I want to eat my breakfast when I get into work.
Yeah, no, everything's good. Everything's fine. I said I had a close encounter, and I was hunched over myself. I walked it off. I was good. I will tell you, though, Mike, it was close from being very, very bad and ending up at the doctor in a situation that only Al would understand.
All right. Well, then I got my bagel when I get into work.
You can, you can eat your bagel. You'll be good. Smile. Everything's good. Anthony in Belleville, what's up?
Gary and Sal, what is up?
What up, Ant?
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, you know who's making a comeback just like the cassette? The Bronze Bombers. Oh, yeah. Hey, Jay, sounds like you got some more calendar material there in Junktown. What do you think?
Give me one. What do you got?
Well, what you just talked about this morning.
Well, all right. I thought you had a quote for me.
No, he's referring to you.
I know what he's referring to, but
nearly slicing off your manhood.
I did not do that. It was close. I was fine though.
But nearly.
Thank you very much. Nearly is enough. Yes. Yeah. It was a tough day, but everything was done well when I got home.
What was a bigger a blow to the groin area, Jer? What happened yesterday or the parking ticket?
I don't care. The parking ticket, who cares?
Oh, okay.
You know how many parking tickets I've gotten in the last 13 years here?
You cared this morning. You seemed to be a little
perturbed. No, I was not perturbed. I was like, whatever. I threw it out. I'll pay it. It was just, to me, ironic that we just discussed this yesterday.
No. I'm also just remembering about your story. You dropped the thing on your finger.
Yeah.
And then you just left.
Yeah. What did you want? I had put ice on it. Matthew was with me. We were picking them up together. And I said to him, I said, give me a second. We're going to drop it. And he dropped it. And my finger was underneath.
Right.
And I got it out. I said, let's go. Got to get home. And my finger started throbbing immediately. And I iced it for probably an hour. And it's okay. It was black and blue. It's kind of come back already. And I don't think I'm going to lose the nail. So I'm good.
Oh,
was that one of those situations where you were walking way ahead of your son?
Yeah, pretty much. And he felt terrible. But he did what I told him to do.
He just dropped it on three.
Yeah. I said, you can drop it. And before I finished my sentence, he dropped it.
Oh.
Yeah. So, well, it was my fault. But everything's fine now. Like, I thought I was going to lose the nail. I just have a black and blue under the nail. And it seems like it's okay. We shall see. And it didn't even swell up too badly, so we're good. All right, 717. We'll get CeeLo back in here in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Def Leppard?
Yes, Def Leppard.
Bow down before.
No, you don't know this?
No.
All right, 7:25.
Guns N' Roses? Who is it?
What were we just talking about?
Oh. Marilyn Manson.
No.
Nine Inch Nails.
All right.
I knew it. Okay.
You didn't know.
Yeah, that's Trent Reznor. I hear it now.
Now you hear it.
Yeah.
30 seconds in. All right. CeeLo, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm great. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. The Yankees just back from this 2-7 road trip, and it did not go well last night at the stadium, especially for one Aaron Hicks.
3-1, and it's hit high in the air to deep center.
Oh, boy.
Back goes Hicks on the track, and he misses the ball. He missed the ball right at the Monument Park wall, and all the way to third goes Peralta.
I think you timed it perfectly. You said, oh, boy. Just
right as Susan said it, I know.
Under her breath there.
And I only said it because I was like, uh-oh, thinking, what are they going to say?
Well, that was the, I'm sure she had, well, not what she was going to say, but the same reaction watching his route to the ball. You could tell that it was probably not going to end well. He was struggling with it. John and Susan here on the fan. Yeah, pretty much. Ugly play for Hicks there, leading off the top of the fourth, and it led to the only run the Rays would need against Gerrit Cole as part of an eventual 4-0 shutout. Hicks struck out to end the second inning with a couple of runners aboard. He had the misplay there and then tapped into a 1-2-3 double play with the bases loaded to end the bottom of the fourth. Not what you want. And here he was after the game on his fielding gap.
I tried to turn around and catch it, but by then I was already beat by the ball. That was a run that, Garrett shouldn't have had to deal with.
Cole went six. Yeah. He gave up just the one run, struck out six, took the loss. Yankees have dropped 4 of his last 5 starts. They've lost 10 of 12 overall, 8-16 since the All-Star break. Reporter tried to remind Cole that while they're struggling, they still got this comfortable lead atop the division.
It's not like you're watching it shrink away. You're still in a pretty good spot. You're 6 weeks, 7 weeks left. Is that helping sort of keep the level of urgency down in here, or do you feel like there needs to be a little more?
Dude, there's a high level of urgency even when we're winning, man. I mean, so
that was Cole breathing. He was breathing, like snickering. It was like a like kind of laughing with through his nose.
He's,
I guess,
funny, man.
He's strange. Yeah.
Odd dude.
Aren't we all?
He's like, dude. He said, dude, to the reporter. Dude, his sense of urgency even when we're playing well. So.
Love it. He Look at his starting rotation. I mean, it's just not very good. Yeah, I know Cole's been good the last
turn through, they've all pitched well, actually.
Yeah, well,
in fact,
right,
I just saw a stat. So 5 straight quality starts, and I know you don't care. No one cares about that. So 6 innings, right, at least, with 3 runs, 3 earned runs or less. So 5 in a row, they've lost all 5. Last time
hard to win when you don't score.
Last time the Yankees did that was 1995.
It's not just about that. And you guys were, I think you referenced it, the Yankees getting shut out back-to-back times for the first time since
2016.
Yeah, that was a bad year. But you look at the name, Domingo Germán, Tyone.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why the Montgomery trade was a bit of a head-scratcher. Yeah. No matter how, not to say he's, you know, a frontline guy or anything like that, but they're not exactly dominant in their rotation. It's not like they've got, you know, pitchers left and right that they can throw out there.
Really, it hinges on Montez. What is he going to be? Because we know what Cole's going to be. We know what, I think we know what Cortez is going to be. You could trust those two. Montez, if he's the number two that they thought they were getting, then I could live with that rotation. Plus Severino coming back.
If he's healthy.
But if Montez is not, then now all of a sudden you got some issues.
Now they are stretching out Clark Schmidt at AAA. In his last outing, he threw 6 perfect innings with 11 strikeouts.
Okay.
So at some point, perhaps you see him. I don't know if that would lead to him starting a game in the postseason, but that could be an option for them down the road as well. All right, so that one from Cole we heard. So then the follow-up, what do you do to turn the page then on another stinker?
Probably just the age-old, like, got to shower it off, got to forget about it, and we got to bring energy to the ballpark tomorrow and create some of our own luck.
Really is amazing the difference between baseball and football. Like, you lose a football game, you are miserable for a week.
Yeah.
They come right back tonight, win a game, and you can forget about
it. Sometimes even quicker if it's a day game.
Sometimes even
today.
Quicker, yeah.
You got a night game. Also, some frustration for Anthony Rizzo. He got hit by the pitch in the third, went to take his base, only to be called back by the home plate umpire. So he gets upset. Aaron Boone came out to make sure he didn't get ejected. I must have misunderstood the rule. I thought any contact with an umpire leads to an ejection. Because Rizzo, if you saw,
he puts his hand on his shoulder immediately.
I was like, well,
I guess he was so calm, though. And it seemed like it was more of a conversation.
I didn't know that there was a middle, like a gray area there, that it had to be like an aggressive.
I know in the NFL it's an immediate
flag.
Yeah,
maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
But yeah, you don't see that often.
Managers get suspended for making contact with an umpire.
I mean, usually it's because they're spitting in their faces. They're screaming at the guy.
But like, where do you draw the line?
Contact,
it's like, hey, he puts his hand on the guy's shoulder.
He touched me.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, he eventually struck out. Yeah, that's him getting hit by the pitch. But then
that is a weird call, though.
I thought it was the right call.
It is the right call.
Now he crowds
but they don't
the
call
plate
it all the
to
time.
Begin with.
Right, and it was a breaking ball. I mean, did he try to get out of the way?
No, he almost leaned into it a little bit.
He definitely leaned into
it. And when you saw the overhead, the pitch was inside the chalk line of the batter's box. So it wasn't that inside. That's,
I think the right call would have been to give him first base, personally.
Really?
Yeah, and even though I know it looked like he leaned into it, I mean, Rizzo does that to certain pitches.
Again, they don't call it often, but it is the rule.
Anyway,
he did eventually strike out, and then you see him slamming. I think it was his helmet or batting glove. He was ticked in the dugout, which is great. Oh, Paul O'Neill's like, oh, you don't see that often from Rizzo. Perfect guy to be commenting on it because, of course, O'Neill was known for doing that in the dugout. Afterwards, Rizzo talking about how he's got a problem with the umps not having to face the music.
I'm up here talking to you guys, and I feel like the umpires have zero accountability when they miss something like that. So I know they're not trying to miss, but it's just frustrating.
I appreciate the passion in the dugout, you know?
I love the fact that Aaron Boone doesn't flinch.
Ooh, that's the best part.
Yeah. He's murdering the batting helmet 3 feet from him.
Slamming it down as hard as you possibly can repeatedly, and you look at the dugout and you see everybody's like, stone face. Nobody's breaking, and it is tremendous. And I'll just sit there and watch him lose his bleep. That is hilarious.
That was funny.
I said to Al this morning, I thought that was a perfect spot for Boone to go out and do his thing, you know? Yeah. Now I guess the school of thought would be like, how many times can you do that? We've seen him do it in the past when they've needed a little bit of a jump.
They need a spark right now.
They do, but it's like you go back to the same playbook. But he came running out, and I just figured, oh, here we go. He's going to step in so Rizzo doesn't get run. But he was pretty tame, actually.
Yep.
He had the big wad of chewing gum in. He had to take it out.
You know what he got really ticked off was when Josh Donaldson tried to steal the other night and got thrown out at second base. And then, you know, Donaldson immediately, check the tape, and they look at the tape. And he looked like he was ready to punch somebody.
You mean like Donaldson?
No, maybe, but Aaron, because it was only a couple of days removed from all the screw-ups on the base pass they had in Seattle, and there he is getting thrown out at second base in a big spot, and Boone looked like he had had enough.
Poor Boone.
Yeah, tough times. This reminds me of that period last year where they were just inventing ways to lose games, and he ran out of things to say.
Yeah,
and he was starting to get a little snippy and feisty.
I think we're there now.
You know, that's what I mean. Right. You're right in that same spot. No DJ LeMahieu day to day. The inflation in the foot and the toe, or a combination of the two, got some treatment. He's using orthotics. We'll see if he's in there tonight. You'll have Nestor Cortez and Jeffrey Springs pregame on the Fan 625, and it is an Amazon Prime game for those of you looking for the TV broadcast. Meantime, down in Georgia, the Elements playing some tricks on Mark Canha in the second inning.
0-2, swinging a high fly ball to the left, not deep, and the wind might be bringing it even more shallow. Canha's under it. Now he loses it. It falls behind him, and a run will score. Coming all the way around from first is Harris. The play is at second, and safe there with a gift double is Ronald Acuna Jr.
Sounds like Howie might have misplayed it as well.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Unless he was just looking at Canha, because he's like, look, the wind's blowing it more shallow, and then all of a sudden it's over.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just watching Canha come in on the ball, which is certainly possible. Acuna Jr. had an RBI double there, accredited with an RBI double as part of a three-run inning for the Braves on their way to a 13-1 blowout of the Mets. Acuna doubled three times. He drove in three, seventh straight win for Atlanta. Carlos Carrasco charged with the three runs there in the second inning, which was interrupted by the 55-minute rain delay. He did come back out after the break and got the final out, but winced on his last pitch and was removed with a left side issue, which he says he's never really dealt with before.
This is my first time just feeling that. I have a lot of stuff, but this is the first time that I feel something like this.
Like Sal was saying last hour, he's had his health issues along the way, here or there, but not so much in this department. So he's going to get checked out today, and we'll see what comes of that. Buck, no issue sending him back out after the delay.
He threw an inning in the cage before, so he was, you know, he was good. Everything was just that one pitch got him, but so, you know, it's less than an hour, and you know, he basically kept pitching.
I guess the silver. Go ahead.
You know, I love how people try to make like logical excuses or reasons for why somebody got hurt. He got hurt. Like, it happens. You're playing a professional sport. Oh, let's blame Buck Showalter for running them back out there. I mean, give me a break. What do you think? Buck's going to put him in harm's way? Strider went out there and threw anyway, so let's not blame Buck Showalter for having Carlos Carrasco go out there and having something wrong with his side, which, by the way, we don't even know if there's anything wrong with him long term. Right. Yeah.
That's how I felt about when Michael King got hurt as well, because people were killing Aaron Boone
for that day.
Because of the nature of when that they how they brought him in and he was rushed to come in.
I mean, come
know,
on,
sort of thing.
People are always looking for a reason for something, an explanation. Sometimes there isn't. Guys get hurt.
Well,
bleep happened.
To a different extent, I felt that way with Zach Wilson the other night. People were killing, oh, he's got to run out. And Saleh even said, yeah, he's got to go out of bounds. I mean, okay.
He's in the middle of making a play.
He's
what do you want him to do?
Second-year player who's got some athleticism trying to show that he can do something, and, you know, it went wrong.
So you're going to try to let the kid be himself so he can be successful ultimately, right? But you're going to say, well, it's the preseason. You got to know when to throw it out of bounds. And I get it that it's the preseason. You don't want to try to make the... He's playing the game. That's how he... You can only play one way. You can't just stop. Then what if he's thinking about it in the regular season and this happens? Oh, I might get hurt here, so let me throw it out of bounds. And you're thinking, you got to hit that marker. You got to get the first down.
Well,
so which one is it?
And if he doesn't go down, you can make the case that he ends up running for another 5-10 yards.
He's going to get the first down there. And that's the right play. Yep. He made the right play. It's unfortunate he got hurt. It happens. So now we'll keep him in bubble wrap. Hey, if you don't want him to get hurt in preseason, don't play him in preseason.
He's got to play, though. I know you're not saying that he shouldn't play. It's just like other guys you can understand. Hey, you don't need the reps. He needs the reps.
Agreed, but you can't not let him be himself. Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes.
A couple of other baseball notes here. The Rangers firing Chris Woodward yesterday. They spent all that money, $500 million in the offseason, and the record's been better than it was a year ago. But
not great.
Right, and they, I think, have the worst one-run record in baseball, so they've struggled in that department. Also, the Dodgers dealt a blow. Walker Buehler, who they were hoping was going to get healthy, is going for season-ending elbow surgery. They don't know the full extent of the damage just yet, whether it's going to be Tommy John or some sort of other procedure, but whatever it is, it's coming up later this month, and it's going to knock him out for the rest
of the
year.
And they won again last night, so it's 13-14.
Yeah, they're just a machine. And Kershaw's out again with the back, and it sounds like... may not see him until the postseason.
Might be.
There's 17 games up on the Padres.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
They don't lose. They really don't lose.
No.
Oh,
they don't.
Man.
And they, I mean, that's their two frontline guys, arguably, that we talked about with Kershaw and these other guys. They just run other guys out there that you barely ever heard
of. Well, Gonsolin's been good.
Right, but up until last year, had you ever heard of Tony Gonsolin before
probably,
last season?
Probably not.
And who's the other guy? Tyler Anderson, right?
Yeah.
He's like 11 or 12-1. Urias, I know, was a stud prospect who's pitched well, but point being, we'd say with the Yankees, it's like, Domingo Germán. The Dodgers go right down the line, or whoever they throw out there seems to do the job. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen in the postseason against better teams, but we'll find out. That remains to be seen. Let me bring you this from Mariners Angels, as the Angels just...
Oh, do you see this play?
They keep just finding ways to
lose.
I'm
assuming you're going to play the play I'm thinking about at home and third.
Yes. Yeah. So, first of all, Ohtani pitches in this game, and it was another good start. 6 innings, 2 runs, walk, 8 strikeouts. So, the game goes to the 9th, 2-2. Actually, your boy Aaron Loop is on for the Angels. And the Mariners had, I think, a man aboard. And the situation here where it's a line drive hit to second, and they try to come home and make the play at home, and kind of chaos ensues.
Swing and a shot dropped by the second baseman, Renhefel. Here comes Haggerty to the plate to throw home, and now they got Haggerty to run down. Stassi to the third baseman, Rojas, and a run will score. Throw back to third. Moore is safe at third. Holy s***. I don't believe what I just saw.
So they had the guy caught up between home and third, but then they left.
There was no one there.
The catcher comes up the line, and this is, again, like Little League, maybe not Little League, but, you know.
Well, it starts with a drop line drive.
Right, but be that as it may, they get the runner held up. So the catcher runs towards third in the rundown.
Nobody circled.
He makes the throw. He clears, but then there's no one on the backside. So I don't know
if the first baseman never moves.
Yeah, the first baseman loop then falls down.
Pitcher falls.
Right. And then you see the rest of this inning, Jerry? So that's the go-ahead run. Loop stays in. Next play, they get a ground ball in the infield. Shortstop comes home with it. Should have been an out. Catcher goes to tag, drops the ball.
Oh.
So that's 2 runs in. Then late, I don't know if it's the next batter, but as the inning continues, ground ball to the third baseman. He goes to turn and throw home, slips and falls. Ends up having to throw to... So he's got 3 runs on 3 balls that did not leave the infield.
What a tough night.
Seattle ended up losing that game. Or Seattle
tough
ended up
night.
Winning that game, I should say. 6-2. Yeah, I mean, the Angels have just been...
Is that Phil Nevin out there?
Absolutely.
That
mess.
Took over right
for Joe Maddon. And they flashed to him after that play. He's got... You just see the look
get
on his face.
Get me out of here.
They shot the 2 fans in the stands who were like covering their face. So, yeah, it's been a struggle for them. You mentioned the Dodgers. They did beat the Brewers 4-0. A couple of other notables here. The Orioles win again as they went up to Toronto and beat the Blue Jays 7-3. Ryan Mountcastle with a 2-run homer there as Baltimore tries to stay in the wild card race. And Sandy Alcantara did it again. Shut down the Padres in Miami 3-0 as he put forth another good start for Miami. 7 innings to get pick up his 11th win. His ERA is still sub-2. Seems like he probably, at this point, would be your favorite, I would think, NL Cy Young Award-wise. Scherzer and DeGrom have been great, right, but they haven't pitched enough.
The AL wildcard race is legit.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be great drama.
Everyone in the AL East has a shot. The Red Sox have faded a little bit.
But even them, they're only 5 back. But if you go above them, keep it everybody that's over 500. You get the White Sox, Twins, Orioles, Blue Jays, Rays, Mariners, 6 teams all within 2 games of each other for 3 spots.
How about that?
That's going to be great drama.
Yep. Yeah. The Guardians played a doubleheader with the Tigers. Split. Now, your boy Andrés Giménez had the go-ahead 3-run homer in the first game.
Yeah, I like
it. As he and Ahmed Rosario continue to play well for Cleveland as they have really turned their season around. You guys covered the Durant stuff so far?
Haven't got to it yet.
Yeah, I mean,
we will. Funny.
I said to Al, it's like at this point, the reports and the rumors.
Well, I think they're all phony. I think some of these are phony and made up.
We need to get to an end result with
this. I agree.
It's getting out of control.
You said it yesterday before. You're right. Now it is out of control. You said it yesterday. Then this comes out. Who would believe that crap? I mean,
he's not retiring.
I mean, who comes up with this? Who reported it?
I don't know.
Do you even know who reported it? I didn't even see it until I saw Durant's tweet.
I saw it on a crawl somewhere. I'm like, come on with this.
I want to know who reported that. That is ridiculous. Was it Shams? Was
it Bill?
No, I don't think so.
So some what?
I will take a look.
BS reporter or website is reporting this stuff, and then everybody's, oh, he may retire. Instead of using, like I was saying yesterday, Jared, common sense could break half these stories. Obviously, my sources tell me Kevin Durant's not going to retire. And then obviously he tweeted, hey, I'm not retiring. Of course you're not retiring. Who would think that he's going to retire and leave that money on the table and not play basketball? I mean, give me a break.
I don't know.
I'm trying to see
where the story originated.
I mean, SI has him basically. So the rumor, it came from Mark Stein.
All right,
it's
at least the name I know. Not just some obscure.
And what was the exact? Was it his opinion? Was it?
I don't know.
Might
I'm reading from SI.com right now because they've got the Durant portion of it. The denial.
Yeah, they're giving you the rewrite.
Yes, and then it says the rumor of Durant possibly retiring came from Substack's Mark Stein.
He's with Substack.
That's what it says. Okay. Who reportedly heard from one well-connected executive who insisted. That based on what he was hearing, Durant was more apt to retire than play again for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, I mean,
you
think of how far that goes. Give me, that is BS. Who would take that and run with it to a point where it gets on a crawl? To a point where Durant's got to respond to that nonsense?
I'm glad he did, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, me too, but they shouldn't even have to. And then you wonder why these guys hate the media and are frustrated with everything. Because that's ridiculous. According to a source.
Who heard.
You heard through an executive. Durant's more like
Ferris passed out of 31 flavors last night.
I mean, come on! It's ridiculous! It's some guy's opinion. You know what? Maybe he doesn't want to play for Brooklyn. He'd probably be more apt to retire than play for Brooklyn again.
Mm, mm.
And somebody hears it, I could run with this. And then they do, and then it snowballs. It's ridiculous.
Talking points.
Yeah, whatever.
And here we are talking about
it. There we go.
I would like a resolution, though, to it.
Yes, enough is enough.
He'll be playing in about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Great.
For the Nets.
Good for them.
That it?
Sure.
Hi, nice to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. It is Sal and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Yankees lose, Mets lose. I think we're going to talk to Chipper Jones coming up next hour, so that's kind of cool. We'll get to him in a few minutes. Real quick, did you see that Draymond Green got married?
I did. I saw a picture on Twitter that was, the 12 rings between them. LeBron and Draymond and Curry.
Some videos of them dancing around, having a blast at the party, at the wedding, at the reception. Did you also see what was given away as a gift?
I did not see that.
So I want to get it properly.
It was given away as a gift, a parting gift at the end of the wedding?
I'm going to read to you how it was presented, because this was a little bizarre to me. Now, I do think we've come a long way in the way we are viewing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a weed station at his wedding.
A weed station?
Yeah. I checked this six different ways to make sure that this I wasn't being ball sack sports or anything.
All right.
But I did see that, I mean, a bunch of people tweeted the photo, including Clutch Points, I think was one of the Twitter handles. And I also think one of the Barstool guys did. And it, again, even if it's not true, it's funny because I think back to like Prohibition.
Right.
Like there was a time in this country where you couldn't drink beer legally.
Right.
Alcohol was illegal. And then as soon as it became legal, it was like this alcohol party and everyone, hey.
Right.
Whether or not this is true, my guess is it is because I saw it tweeted a million places. Even if it's not, though, like something like that goes to show like how things and the way we view things change overnight. Like sports betting. That's another one.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. While I know a lot of people did it, it really was viewed as it's illegal.
No, dirty, illegal
yes.
thing.
You shouldn't it becomes be doing legal, it. Yeah. And now billions of dollars are being generated for all these different cities.
Oh, now it's
and
accepted.
States.
Yeah, now yes. it's a norm. The norm, sure.
So you didn't see this at all yesterday?
I did not see that, and I'm glad I didn't. I mean, a weed station. Just give me a pasta station, I'm good to go. Like,
so here.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to do here. I've never. Have you done weed before, Jerry?
No.
I have not. I wouldn't even know what to do here. Look at that. Is that legit? Yeah, it looks like it's legit.
And they, and not that I'm sitting here saying, you know,
it's not like a vape thing either.
No, that looks like it's what
now,
it is.
How is that legal? Where do you get married? How is that legal?
I think so. I don't know.
Like, I honestly don't know. I thought it was medical use is allowed.
I think it depends on where you live, right? Because in Colorado, you can walk in and anybody can buy it, yes?
In Jersey as well.
Right.
In Jersey, it's like legal to smoke weed like on the street or no?
I don't think you can just smoke it on the street, just like you can't have a beer on the street.
Okay.
But people seem to do it with no problem.
Yeah, well, the air just smells like it these days.
By the way, are cigarettes legal? I mean, we were out on the beach over the weekend, people smoking cigarettes. Like, come on, it's disgusting. I don't want that air in my
are
face.
Are cigarettes legal? Is
yeah,
that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Because aren't you not supposed to be able to smoke cigarettes in public anymore? I don't even know what the rules are.
There are designated areas depending upon where you are.
My so beach, on the beach.
My beach, no cigarette smoke.
See? There you go. Like, you can't go to a Mets or Yankee game and smoke a cigarette, right?
No. No, I think City Field has a smoking area.
Right. So I would think. At a beach, I don't know the rules necessarily, but I would assume that in today's world, you're not allowed to smoke there, but clearly, you know, somebody's smoking, you smell it. Yeah, we got the baby there. It's annoying.
Yeah. Well, you got that, and people vape a lot, too, which has no scent to it, though,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah, vape, I was going to say, different, because I haven't noticed that impact.
Right.
At least to my experience with it. I've not.
I remember going to The Rock when it first opened with the Devil. I went to watch the Nets play there. I remember they played there for a short time in between mm-hmm. the Meadowlands and Barclays Center being opened. And they had there, and I don't think they have it anymore. They had a smoking section where you would have to actually exit and stand on a little platform.
Right.
And there'd be times, there'd be like 40 people huddled together, just like smoking in the middle of like January, freezing out there. It's like how far we've come.
Yeah.
But now apparently you get weed stations at weddings.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
I knew it was legal in some states. I didn't know to what extent. Like I said, it's not my thing necessarily, but to have a weed station.
To each his own, Sal.
Agreed.
That's what I
pretty
said.
Pretty elaborate weed station as well.
Certainly looked like
I
it.
I mean, I thought Fleeg's wedding was nice with all the different stations we had there. Tacos
no pot.
And beer. And yeah, there was no weed station.
No pot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.